Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Faculty groups join in call for Laurentian public inquiry. More faculty groups are joining the call for a public inquiry into Laurentian University's insolvency. After 22 months under creditor protection, Laurentian University finally exited insolvency restructuring under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, on November 28. The process, which Ontario Auditor General Bonnie Lissick said Laurentian never needed to enter in the first place, included mass layoffs and program cancellations, the severing of ties with federated universities operating on campus, resulting in even more layoffs and program cancellations, and a plan of arrangement that will see LU creditors receive only roughly 14-24% of what they're owed over the next 3 years. With Laurentian being the public university in Canada to attempt to restructure its operations using a process designed as a last resort for private companies, the situation has attracted national media attention and resulted in damage to Laurentian's reputation. Read the full story here. K-9 unit leads police to alleged robber. Greater Sudbury Police are crediting the K-9 unit for helping track down an alleged convenience store robbery this morning. Shortly after 9:35 a.m. on December 8, GSPS said it received a call regarding a robbery that had just occurred at a convenience store on Lorne Street. The emergency response unit was dispatched, as was the K-9 unit, which led officers to a residential building on Lorne Street. Police entered the building and arrested the man, saying 10 grams of suspected fentanyl were found when the 18-year-old was searched. He has been charged with several offenses, including robbery. Read the full story here. Wolves sport Shoresy jerseys to benefit NeoKids. The Sudbury Wolves have teamed up with New Metric Media to unveil limited edition Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs themed jerseys, the team featured in the Letterkenny spin-off Shoresy for a special fundraising match December 9. The pack will sport the special jerseys during Friday's game against the Saginaw Spirit, a game which will benefit the NeoKids Foundation. Game time is 7:05 p.m. The jerseys will be available to purchase through an in-house silent auction or online here. Thank you to the Sudbury Wolves and New Metric Media for teaming up to support NeoKids, said Shanna Crespo, Director of Community Engagement and Communications with NeoKids, in a news release. Miranda Boyven, the Wolves' marketing manager, said the game is a great way to support NeoKids and celebrate Sudbury's film and TV sector. Read the full story here. Anti-KED group pushes forward with appeal against the city. Although the Kingsway Entertainment District is long dead, its legacy lives on in a legal challenge critical of the city's handling of the municipal arena project. The Minnow Lake Restoration Group's lawyer, Eric Gillespie, filed motions with the Ontario Court of Appeal last month to introduce new evidence and a motion for leave, permission, to appeal. A judicial review the MLRG initiated last year was dismissed as entirely without merit earlier this year. After their legal challenge was dismissed, the group filed an appeal in August so they would no longer have to pay $37,000 in legal costs they were ordered to submit to the city. In the event they are successful in this appeal, a media release issued by the group notes they will donate all relief provided by the court to local community initiatives. Read the full story here. Council sets the stage for difficult budget talks. Two city council newcomers pushed back against additional spending during last week's city council meeting, setting the stage for next year's difficult budget talks. On the table were 36 business cases totaling $7.78 million in 2023 tax levy impacts, though some carried no tax impacts and in some cases would generate revenue. There are also 8 budget reduction initiatives proposed to pare down the city's budget, including a reduction of GOVA transit service levels. Following a lengthy debate during last week's meeting, City Council unanimously opted to defer debate on all of these proposals to next year's budget deliberations, set to take place beginning in mid-February. Both Ward 5 Count Mike Parent and Ward 4 Count Pauline Fortin pushed back against the business cases during the meeting, with Perrin asserting now is the time to step back, take a pause and take a hard look at how we're spending taxpayers' money. Read the full story here. Arts and culture. Local artisans got you covered for unique gifts. The most wonderful time of the year presents the perfect opportunity to support the creative community by giving gifts made by Sudbury and area artists and producers. Thoughtful gifts made with passion and attention to detail never go out of style and one size fits all. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's, AGS, located at 251 John Street, shop carries an enchanting selection of gift items made by more than 50 Canadian artists and crafters. At least half of the artists juried for the shop are from northeastern Ontario. Shoppers will be delighted by colorful infinity scarves by Stacey Chamberlain, delicate jewelry by Lively Leaf Design, charming knitted hats and headbands by Amanda Luoma, and beautiful wooden bowls by John Bassett in addition to original paintings and prints. Read the full story here. High of minus 8 with a bitter wind chill this morning. Expect a mainly cloudy day with a high of minus 8. The wind will be out of the northeast at 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light in the morning. Anticipate a wind chill of minus 22 in the morning and minus 14 in afternoon. The UV index is 1, or low. Tonight, expect cloudy periods and an overnight low of minus 14.